And so, because events are accelerating at a rapid pace, in particular because of the events now happening in Palestine and Israel, and extending into Lebanon and involving Syria and Egypt, and probably soon extending beyond that as well, with the potential of this event, this war, triggering that famous expression based on a certain mountain in the state of Israel. Actually, the mountain, it's really not a mountain, it's more like a hill, but it's called Har Megiddo. It's near Mount Carmel, actually. But it's a well-known phrase that Armageddon would be the beginning of the final war, the attack on that region. And this may be that moment in real time when this final event that will ignite a global conflagration is underway. Now, for satyogis, this event really should simply be a message that the timeline between now and the Omega point is much shorter than you probably thought it was. In other words, the good Lord has decided to take the lost souls of samsara out of their misery sooner rather than later. And therefore, it must be understood ultimately as a blessing. However, the ego will not see it that way in general. And so we must understand the situation from more than one level of consciousness if we are going to help people to deal with the very extreme emotions that events like this tend to stir up. And although we can analyze this event in the way that the, let's call them the ordinary political analysts do, by asking such questions as cui bono, who benefits, follow the money, what is the intention underlying this event for the hegemon, what powers are behind the scenes responsible for pulling the strings of this, and for trying to figure it out on that level. But if we don't contextualize the event from the level of non-duality, from that level in which we recognize that there is one supreme power who is in control of the unfoldment of this theodrama, one God, one intelligence, that has the power to determine how events unfold, not those intermediary middle management types that think they have power within the phenomenal plane, but who are actually instruments, often unconsciously, of a much higher power, and even of higher intermediary powers and principalities, because there are many levels to this event from within the samsaric perspective, but also from, we could say, an archetypal perspective. So when we attempt to understand this event, we must recognize the flow of energy that is happening from the highest level through the intermediaries and the final apparent outcome, which at the level of the ego, you will never really know. You may have your theories as to who is the hidden hand moving this. Was it that this was the only thing, the only sort of event that could take the media to completely and immediately forget about Ukraine, you know, which is no doubt the case, you know. If you want to get the media to forget that you've just lost a war, you start another one that you know that at least the whole Western world will be totally focused on, and the fact that you may not be giving any more money or weapons to your old champion, and now you have a new champion, will enable you to save face. So that's one level of it. And then on another level, we could say, but there are powers that, of course, would take advantage of the fact that Israel is at its weakest point, and it's been in the middle of nearly a civil war. There's a complete internal fracture. And most of the ordinary analysts are saying, oh, this was the worst lapse of intelligence, a failure, etc. And then you have other analysts saying, but wait a minute, Egypt said they warned Israel many times that something big was about to happen, and they were ignored, and, you know, etc. And there are rumors that Hamas troops are using weapons, U.S. weapons sold to Ukraine that somehow got smuggled into Hamas. If that's the case, do you think a rogue colonel, you know, was able to put a container to Egypt that got smuggled in? Or was this not green-lighted by some much higher level of Lokic authority? But you could argue the motives and the means of a number of states, whether it's Israel itself needing to bring unity and to deal with an intractable situation that it could no longer manage without a very massive military, perhaps even war crime type activity. Or is this a crime of other parties taking advantage of that weakness, or both, a coming together of a perfect storm of criminal intentions on all parts to take advantage of a situation that seemed ripe for a shift in the balance of power? Regardless of that, let's go back to basics for a moment.